down there, but I guess Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 4, basically, thank you. chapter 6 and verse number 12. Zechariah chapter 6 and verse number 12. I want you to pay special attention. He shall be a little bit. Thank you. 11, 12 through 13, which is an excerpt, which is about the title of Jesus, I'm going to be specific. But it is not just upon the Bible, so it is the promise, the sacred promise. So, it also concerns the Bible of the Bible, for what are we doing? There's also in the promise of the Bible, it's really good to have to do it. There's exactly what the Bible is, the Old Testament, the Son of the Bible, and the Bible. Right? Is that interesting? Now, how do I know? That means Jesus. Zechariah chapter 12 and beginning in verse number 10.
Thank you. Zechariah 13
describes what he does. That's the prophet that came from the man who was born. We see in him the power of him from the man who was born. Thank you. is a fact that was prophesied by Zechariah. So tonight, if you want to come to the everlasting throne and come to the land and bring the eternal life to his family, you can be on the Hebrew right according to this thought. For here, we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Hebrews 13:14. And no one can enter into the gate without the blood of Christ. Revelation 20:14, blessed be the people of the commandments, that you may have arrived to the fire, entering the gate through the city. Only the blood of washed people will enter into the gates. What about you here tonight, tonight, Christian? Would you think about responding to the gospel and coming to the fountain that Zechariah prophesied about? If you are a Christian, we've not been faithful.